Day like last Sunday when you've got a patch together offensive line, a group of receivers that's not the normal group, and things haven't gone well for three quarters, what gave you the belief that things could still click in?
I mean, those guys had played pretty well. I mean, I think in the first half I had to play better. Even the start of the third quarter, I could have played a little bit better. I was just missing some throws. So, you know, those guys were doing everything we asked them to do. They were playing hard. They were in the right spots. It was just a matter of us putting a few third downs together and getting on a little bit of a roll.
As a leader, how did you keep the mood upbeat?
Guys were pretty good. I mean, the way our defense was playing, they were keeping us in there. I think we were getting a better feel for their defense as the game progressed. And then when we got in the fourth quarter, you know, we had nothing else to lose. We had to make some plays.
Do you have the last 2 weeks, what kind of impact has it on the team in terms of, like, practice? Have you noticed more confidence? What's the change?
You know, dealing with victories is sometimes harder than dealing with losses. You know, you feel like you've arrived a little bit, but I think with this team, we're not there yet. Everyone knows we're not there yet, and we're kind of business as usual. Obviously, there's going to be a little bit more confidence because of two wins, but I think everyone's feet are still on the ground. We had a good practice yesterday. We had a good practice today. We're staying focused.
Jerry, are you anticipating having Elshon back this week, or is it getting there?
It's a great question. I have no idea. I wish I knew, but I don't know.
What's it say about this team that the way you've dealt with all the injuries and kind of the next man up?
You know, it starts at the top. It starts with Coach Fox. I think he does a great job with meetings and giving us kind of the direction we're going to go, the team we're going to be, and letting us as leaders and players kind of take control of that. And like you said, the next guy is up, has always stepped up, came in and done a nice job, especially offensively, receiver-wise, offensive line-wise. You know, we lost a running back. Quiz is gone, so some more guys have to step up, and I think Adam does a great job as well of putting us in positions and making sure that everyone knows what they're supposed to do on Sunday.
Jay, what are your impressions of Matt Forte's presence meant to the offense as you guys have had so much shuffling in other positions?
I mean, he's calming for me out there. You know, I know when he's out there, you know, we got a shot through the air and on the ground. We know he's going to pick up yards on the ground, but what he does protection-wise, what he does receiving wise is kind of the X factor for him.
Were you basically thinking just throw it up to him on that last play that he was going to come down with it?
Just throw it up to him, see what happens. we got the coverage we wanted. It was a little dicey when they first lined up, but it kind of worked itself out as the play clock went on, and Matt did a great job with the route, and like you said, just throw it up.
Did you have any doubt you were going to be able to get it off, especially after you dropped the ball? I mean, were you thinking of maybe running after you picked the ball up, or were you?
No, I was throwing it. I mean, they were definitely throwing it to him. It kind of worked out because it kind of gave him a little bit of time to work and work the route and get to where he wanted to be. So things happen for a reason,
can
I guess.
You drop it again this week?
You never know.
Jay, now that you kind of established some of these other receivers, when Elshon does get back, if it's this week or after the bye, how does that open up the offense besides just his production?
Yeah, that's a great point. The last 4 or 5 weeks with these other guys kind of floating in and out of the lineup and getting a lot of reps at practice, we got a lot of confidence in a lot of guys all the way down the line. And when Elshon does get back, it'll take a load off some of those guys, but we'll also be able to stay fresh and rotate guys in, like you say.
As Elshon does near coming back, what's the process with you and him like, just to kind of recapture?
I've thrown stuff with him the last couple of weeks as he's kind of eased into it. It happened pretty quickly. You know, the biggest thing with him is just staying in shape and being able to stay in the game and get in game shape because the rest of us are kind of there.
What have you seen Detroit's defense on?
You know, the record's extremely deceiving. A very tough team. The defense is better than they were last year in certain aspects. You can tell that they're disguising things a little bit better. They still have a front four that's going to get after the pass rusher or get after the passer. The secondary, I think, is better. They've been together a little bit longer. Like I said, they're disguising things. I mean, it's a tough defense. They make it hard to score, especially down in the red zone. Third down, they're doing pretty well, too.
Jay, what are your impressions?
He's doing a good job. I really enjoy him in the huddle and on the field. It seems like on game day, there's a little bit something more about him. It's not too big for him. He goes out there and makes tough catches. We put him in there. In the fourth quarter, he's making catches for us. He wants the ball to go his way. He's not afraid of it. So it's good to see.
With Ansa, he's been a guy that's been continually growing. What do you see from him come up?
Who?
Ansa?
Yeah. Like you said, when he first came to the league, they had some guys kind of around him, and he kind of watched him play. They would sprinkle him in on third down a little bit, but now he's kind of the guy, very long. He's got speed to power, can get around the edge. Going to be a tough matchup. It seems like the last kind of 3 weeks, though, we've had tough matchups on the edge, and we've handled them pretty good. Chuck and whoever plays over there and Kyle, I mean, they have their hands full, but it's no different than the other week.
Jay, what did you see from Hromas last week in his first start?
Did a great job. Very calm. Like Cam, it wasn't too big for him. Didn't panic at all. Made the mic points. The next step for him is just kind of take control of that group, and whenever he makes something, be sure of it. But he's going to do great. We're looking for big things from him.
There have been some struggles within the division the last few years. How important is it to get that turnaround started this week?
That's huge. I mean, the first goal is winning the division, so that's going to obviously start with Green Bay. We couldn't get that one done, so the next one's Detroit. So this is a big game for both teams.
Jay, does 3-3 into the bye mean anything different for you?
Yeah, I mean, you want to go into the bye on a win. We want to get a division win, so those two things are important to us.
Kyle said he would miss playing Sue this week. Do you have any feelings about that guy on the other side?
I don't think anyone is going to miss playing that guy, especially Kyle or me.
Hey, Jay, Coach Sean praised your toughness, you know, battling your injuries right now, and you're doing a good job. So is it mentally, or like, how are you able to look at injuries right now?
I think I said a couple weeks ago, like quarterback position, your mobility is kind of second or third down the list. So the Oakland game, you know, minimized my movement, was able to move a little bit more last week, and this week probably some more. So at that position, you know, it's more mental and kind of throwing from the pocket. If I played a receiver or a different position, it'd be something different.
Jay,